Workable Tech, Episode 4, recorded January 8, 2018. Roll Tad.
Hello and welcome to Workable Tech, where we have news, reviews, interviews, and how-tos to make the most of technology in your business and in your life. I'm Jackie, and here with me is Carrie. And obviously, we have a big story that we need to cover right off the bat.
Absolutely.
This is the Spectre and Meltdown vulnerabilities.
Yes, and we're not talking about a 007 movie. We're talking about some CPU-based vulnerabilities that were announced this week. So, you want to talk about that some?
Well, just an overall 10,000-foot overview of what it is. This is a vulnerability discovered inside the CPUs of many major CPU manufacturers, like your ARM processors are vulnerable to this, your Intel processors are vulnerable, and your AMD processors are vulnerable. So that kind of covers everything.
Yeah, pretty much the only device so far that we've heard is not, that has not been affected is the Apple Watch. So every other device
that has
a chip in it is affected.
Yes, and you need to take heed and be aware. Now, what this is, so that you understand, this is a vulnerability to our knowledge, although this was released back January the 3rd. To our knowledge as of this date, there is no exploits or no stories of the bad guys exploiting this vulnerability discovered. But what is pertinent about us disseminating the information about this to you and your IT teams and whoever else is in charge of your computers, if you're using an IT service provider such as Pro Computer Services ourselves, please make sure we're on top of it. If you are using us, you would have nothing to worry about. We are on top of this. But what this is a vulnerability that the manufacturers have discovered. And again, it has not been yet exploited, but now that it's announced to the world, the bad guys are trying to figure a way to exploit it.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Just a matter of time before this is being exploited. Now, how it works is pretty interesting. In a computer environment or a processor environment, and this, you know, our phones are really little computers these days. Everything's about speed. The faster you can do something or have your processor do something, you have an edge up on the competition. And that's why you have faster and faster and faster processors. One of the things that they do to be faster is they use a predictive algorithm. And it's a little hard to describe, but what it does is it predicts the next execution. So if your processor is doing one function or one execution, it looks at that execution and predicts the next one will be very similar, if not in line with only minor changes, as the previous execution.
And then on the chip, there's a cache.
That's right.
That it queries for this information. And this cache could have pretty much innocuous information in it, but also could have your password or your credit card number in it.
Right.
And it is not encrypted.
That's correct. On your hard drive and your system memory, those areas where you have a credit card number, you just entered your credit card number into a website or you just entered your password to log into your computer or log into a website or a cloud service, that password in your system memory and on your hard drive where it's saved and in your password, all that's encrypted. there's a lot of infrastructure, or security, I should say, built around protecting your credit card numbers, your passwords, and everything. Where the problem is whenever you enter it, it goes into this cache, this little piece of memory that's on the processor die itself, or right next to part of the processor. And, you know, the amount of speed that your processor gains for just going right here to get the next execution is a lot faster than going all the way back to system memory, or even further back to hard drive, or what have you. So we're talking, you know, fractions of milliseconds here. Something that us as humans and as a user would not see, but it adds up over time. And that's how they can be faster. This predictive processing, where memory is on, memory of the most recent transaction is on the processor itself, and it doesn't have to go into the system design to find the information it's looking for.
So
it's not encrypted there, though.
Right. And manufacturers of computers and devices are starting to release patches now.
Right. So the thing about the fact that it's not encrypted, it does make it faster, but it also, you know, says, hey, this is private information. So as an attacker, the potential exploit could be that there's a property that can be queried whenever you query a vulnerable system. And that property is, how long did it take to go to retrieve the data? And if it was really fast, then the assumption is made that it came from the processor cache, and therefore unencrypted. And that's how your passwords can be compromised, how your credit card numbers can be compromised, and more.
And so the patches that are being released, Apple has released patches for iOS and macOS. They've also released, because it's possible to take advantage of these exploits through JavaScript, they've also released an update to Safari that was released today. But Chrome and Firefox, I'm not sure if Firefox has been patched. Chrome will not be patched until January 23rd. Again, there's no live exploit. But if you hear of one,
yes,
in the next, you know, couple of weeks before that patch comes out, stop using Chrome until it's patched.
Exactly. Be vigilant. This is a zero day, if you will. This is is it technically a zero day vulnerability? It was on the 3rd, right?
If something had come out, yeah.
Okay. Well, so also with Microsoft, Microsoft's releasing their patches, their patch window, Patch Tuesday, second Tuesday of every month.
Which is tomorrow.
It's always a good idea, and we recommend all our customers to be diligent. If you're a customer of ProComputer Services, don't worry. We do patch management for you. But if you have machines, computers out there that are not patched, second Tuesday of every month is Microsoft's patch window. They release patches, and you need to be vigilant about making sure your machines or computers are up to date. There are some things that you need a professional to help you with if you start doing patch management. But the best solution is to just patch your machines. We have high-level testing environments and subscriptions to services that help us test those patches and mitigate any issues. But as an end user, patch. If the question is, I don't know, the answer is patch. So that's, we can't stress that enough. We talked about the Android, Apple and the Mac OS. I want to bring this up. Android phones, what about them as far as Spectre and from what I've read?
Yeah.
Your Google Pixels and, you know, your Nexus 5P and the Pixel tablet, those are Google phones, and they've received patches from Google to protect the ARM processors that are in these phones and tablets. The other Android phones out there, there's so many different ones that are out there that are not patched and probably will not be patched, probably for a very long time, since a lot of those depend on the carrier
exactly. To
distribute the patches. So that is why we recommend all our customers to use Google phones if they're going to be on the Android platform, so that the patches are received.
Because they come from Google.
Right.
Instead of from your carrier.
And if you are not running a Google phone, please be vigilant. Make sure you update Safari or Google Chrome whenever those updates come out. And get in touch with your carrier and just let them know. I'm sure they know, but the louder the squeaky wheel gets, the most grease.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to tell you about that. And
the world is not ending, even though some news outlets act like it is.
Well, what you get...
exploits.
That's true. But what you get with the main scare with this is it's not the exploits, which really sounds wrong to me, but it's not the exploits that people are worried about. People are worried about the slowdown
that's true.
That these patches can cause to your system. How it can slow it down is actually disabling that whole ability for it to be able to receive it in the cache. And yes, you will see some slowdown, and some reports show up to 30%. I think that's a ridiculous number.
If you watch the new screensavers, they had Steve Gibson on. Mm-hmm. It was yesterday, wasn't it?
Very.
And he's estimating like 2% slowdown.
2% slowdown. And these patches that are going to be released in the next couple of days may mitigate that to where you can still use the cache, but maybe there'll be some hiding of the property of the speed that they can
query,
and therefore they don't know is it encrypted or not. Or maybe there's a way to encrypt that data.
And two, the other thing about this cache is it's not that big. It's
if you look at
it's like a crapshoot. It's not like they know they're going to get your password or your credit card. They could get your cash.
They could get pieces of it.
Nothing in it. Or just junk. Mm-hmm. So it's not an easy exploit
to do. You've got to be really on your toes.
And really the payoff would be kind of small, I would think. But
it's
a challenge that people have.
A widely distributed attack hitting a large number
of devices.
Unpatched. That's why we encourage you to patch.
Workable Tech is brought to you by Pro Computer Services. Pro Computer Services provides pain-free IT, managed IT services, supplemental IT support, and website development services. You can call Pro Computer at 256-353-4476 or check out their website at www.pro-computer.com.
So a recent story in the news was about the fact that Apple has admitted that they're slowing down the phones because they say it's battery performance. There was an article in the Business Insider about how to tell if your phone is one of the ones that have been slowed down. Basically, it's a freeware app in the store. It's called Lyrum Device Info Free. And once you install this, you can check out your CPU usage to see if it's been throttled. So once you install the app on your phone, you go down, you open the hamburger menu, and you open this device and look at the CPU section. And in the CPU section, about halfway down, are two metrics. One's actual clock and one's maximum clock. So as long as those match, your phone has not been throttled. I have an iPhone 7 Plus and mine match, so my phone has not been slowed down. But Apple, because everyone's so mad about them slowing their phones down, because you really shouldn't do that, it's not a nice thing to do, they've announced that they're going to give a deal on battery replacements. So if yours is one of the ones that's been slowed down, definitely take advantage of the battery replacement deal. I'm not sure if the ones that haven't been slowed down are being replaced. I think they might be in the older phones. But even so, check out this app to see if your phone's one of the ones affected. It's got some other good information in it. You can look at information about your battery in general to see if it's been if it's had any degradation. For instance, mine has. Mine's about 85% of what a factory new battery would have been. And so it's a neat little app, you know, besides the check for a slow iPhone. So definitely check it out and check out the battery deal from Apple, because they never do anything reduced. So it's definitely something you want to take advantage of.
So, yeah, that's really cool. So your phone hasn't been slowed down.
My phone has not been throttled.
That's good. Is that something that might happen later, though?
It's always a possibility. I did not uninstall the app after I looked at it. I kept it on there. So it's,
okay.
I'll be checking after this. There's a patch that came out because of that Spectre thing.
Yeah.
And I'll be checking out again after another patch, just to be sure.
I don't blame you. Yeah. And is that something I need to be worried about with the iPad or the Mac OS?
Well, not for Mac OS. I haven't heard any reports of them slowing down the iPad, but I mean, it could conceivably have the same battery issues, so maybe they do. I don't know. Not positive that this has an iPad native version.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you install an iPhone app on the iPad, you can still run it. It just looks really weird. It's big. And, and it should give you the same information about your iPad. It'd be neat to have, just to know.
Yeah, that's cool. That's great to know.
Workable Tech is sponsored by ProAir Services. Veteran-owned and operated, ProAir Services specializes in HVAC and refrigeration, installation, maintenance, and repair services for industrial, commercial, and institutional customers in Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Georgia. You can call them at 256-353-4446 or check out their website at www.pro-air.net.
So, I have the Google Pixel Buds here. It's a little felt thing here that it comes in. It's a little carrying case. As you can see, it has a little charging port. That's USB-C. Matches the USB-C charging port of the Google Pixel. That's kind of neat. USB-C is thumbs up. And there's a little tab here. It's a little felt container. And you open it up, and there's a Google Pixel Buds. A little green light means they're, you know, they're charged. This charges those. So those have a charge, and this has a charge, and I would say the charge lasts about, about 4 days. Constant use, podcast, 5 hours a day.
Now, because the case holds a charge, though,
right?
When those run down, you can put them back in there.
Exactly.
To charge them without having it plugged up to the wall.
So I use these constantly. The case held a charge for 4 days. These held a charge for 5 hours.
Okay.
On average. So you're not getting 8 hours a day out of these. You put them back in the case, and they didn't quite last 5 days. It was a 4-day charge. But, you know, the weekend, and ideally you're not this, you know, running them 8 hours a day, but you plug it up over the weekend, you have a full charge on your case. They're very simple to get out. I don't, you know, they say it's a complicated thing. I don't think it's complicated at all. Just grab this loop and you just untwirl them and pull them out. As you can see, there's contacts on the back. There's a left and a right, and it matters which ear they go into. And there's contacts inside the case
and
there.
And the L and R in the case as well.
I'm sorry?
There's an L and R in the case as well.
Yeah, and apparently it matters for that because it wouldn't fit any other way.
Yeah,
but
match up.
But it does matter because all the controls are on the right earbud.
Oh, okay.
For this, you swap tap, long tap for giving a command, and you quick tap to play or pause. You swipe up for volume up, swipe down for volume down. Then you swipe back and forth for skip track that way. As you can see, the surface area of this and big fingers, it's not very easy. I made a lot of mistakes. I think it's very sensitive. That's one critique I have for it. So you put them in your ear, and this little loop, unlike other earphones, they do not go inside your ear. They sit on the outside of your ear.
Let me see.
Just like this. Look at this on this side. And they sit on the outside of your ear. Just like this. And you adjust this little loop to go in and kind of push up against that ridge.
Okay.
And they're fairly comfortable. You can wear them all day. They don't hurt. They're not as uncomfortable as being inside your ear. Now, they do start to hurt after 5 hours of wearing them.
Uh-huh.
But I think anything you put in your ear is going to hurt after that long.
Workable Tech is sponsored by Filtech Woodland. Filtech Woodland provides CNC machining, metal fabrication, HVAC, and related mechanical services. You can call them at 256-350-1718 or check out their website at filtechwoodland.com.
Okay, I've got my Google Pixel earbuds in. I want to say that, like we talked about earlier, they just sit on the outside of your ear and don't go in your ear. One thing that's really beneficial with that is I can still hear and talk and communicate with you. I could have music blasting in my ears and still be able to hear you. Well, it depends on the volume, but still be able to hear you, you know, because they're not in my ear sealing out all sound. It's an open, it's kind of an open environment. So I've been known to, whenever I'd wear normal, I used to have these Bluetooth little necklace deal thing, and I'd put one in one ear, and then the other ear I'd have hanging loose so that whenever I was working on computers or you know, doing my job, I'd come up to a user. And let's say I'm doing a site, you know, a sidewalk, and I say, you know, hey, how's your computer been? Is your computer working? Is your printer printing? Your keyboard keyboarding? Is your mouse mousing? That kind of thing. Be able to talk to the user and hear the user communicate their issues, if they had any, to me, and, you know, be able to communicate with them. But at the same time, have tech support in the other ear. And I'm hands-free. That's just the way I've done it for a long time. So this, I have used those, and they work good. The only thing is I feel a little funny having both in there. So I'm so used to only having one. And in this case, if I only have one and I hang this one, they tend to fall out.
But if I have them both, they don't fall out. And since I'm so big necked, this right here, you know, can go behind your neck or in front. For me, it has to go in front because my neck is so thick that it you know, it's just a tight fit for me. But for other people with thinner necks or whatever, it probably works wonderful for them.
And you have had some issues with the controls, right?
Yes, yes. With the controls, they're very, that's a critique I have, they're very sensitive. And they're very confusing. All of it being on that one right, there's nothing that happens on the left. I can tap that off, I move, do that. But with this, like I said earlier, you know, long tap for a command, short tap to, you know, to hang up or to play and pause, swipe back to skip, forward to skip, up to volume, down. Yeah, okay, I'm thinking I'm pausing something and I'm hanging somebody up. I think I'm long pressing. And,
yeah. And he has hung up on me a few times and blamed it on the butt.
No, no, that is the truth.
It's the truth. Okay. He says it's the truth. But yeah, so it has happened a few times.
So those things aside, I did mention in the last podcast, I consider this the best technological innovation of 2017, last year. And I said that it wasn't anything technical about it. What I like about it is, and the reason I got it, when they announced the Google Pixel Buds, Google got up on stage and they gave a demonstration of Google Translate. Okay. And Google Translate's nothing new. Google Translate's existed for, you know, for quite some time, and it's on any phone, and you can install it, and I can say, hey, tell my, you know, say I want the taco without lettuce in Spanish, and hold my phone out and say it in Spanish, and then the waiter or waitress will say something and, you know, tap a button on my phone and say something in Spanish and say, no, you must have to have the lettuce, or we don't have tacos without lettuce, whatever. And it will say, you know, on my phone. But with these, it kind of breaks down that awkwardness of the whole transaction. And so we're going to do our own.
We're going to try anyway.
We're going to do our own simulation of this. German is where we're going to start. Because my wife is a German scholar, and
I went to college a long time ago.
And I'm a redneck. And so I'm going to speak redneck into this, and she's going to hear in the German, okay?
We'll see.
We're going to try. I'm going to speed her up. I'm going to get her done, just like this, okay? Phone. Nothing special about the phone. I really don't even have to have it. But for some reason, I'm messing up. Okay. Help me speak German. Sure. Opening Google Translate.
You can't hear that part because it's in his ear.
I would like to know where I can find umbrellas because it is raining so hard.
Ich würde gerne wissen, wo ich Regenschirme finde, weil es so stark regnet.
You couldn't give me something easy.
Can you speak Spanish?
Können Sie Spanisch sprechen?
Nine. I have to hit the button?
Yeah.
Nine.
I heard no.
You know what was neat? When I hit the button, you know what it said at the bottom? Jetzt sprechen. Speak now.
Uh-huh.
In German.
Right,
not in English.
Now,
that's
see,
supposed to be German.
Ideally, you wouldn't even ask the other person to, you know, that's awkward. This is getting around the awkwardness. It's awkward to have the other person touch your phone. So I would hold this, say what I want to say in English. It will record it, and then it will come out the phone in whatever language, in this case German. And then I press this button saying, somebody's going to reply.
So you're supposed to hit the button.
So I'm the one that's
going to. Gotcha.
I should have instead of holding it out for you. So.
Okay, so let's try this again.
Okay.
Can I go? Yeah, go ahead.
It is raining so hard outside. Do you have an umbrella that I can borrow?
Es regnet so stark draußen. Hast du einen Regenschirm, den ich mir ausleihen kann?
Ja, in der Haus. I'm in das Haus.
Yes, in the house. That is correct. That's what you said.
That might be das Haus. I can't remember.
It said yes, in the house. Do you have very good food at this restaurant? Because I really like German food.
Kannst du in diesem Restaurant sehr gut essen, weil ich deutsches Essen mag?
Ja, der Käse ist gut. Ja, die Käse ist gut. See, it's not saying it. I'm not even sure I'm saying cheese. I think I am.
When she says, it says yes.
But then it stops.
Because she's not saying it fast enough. Try it one more time.
Ja, die Käse ist gut. Yes, I got the perfect cheese right.
Yes, the cheese is good. Why don't you say something in German and see if I can just say something you'd like to say in German.
Okay.
Go.
Hallo, guten Tag. Du bist ein Mann.
Hi, good afternoon.
Forgot the last part. Du bist ein Mann.
You are a man. I am a man. Say something.
I don't have anything else to say.
Say something.
Say something, okay.
What do you have to drink here? Do you have what kind of fruit juices?
Was hast du zu trinken? Hast du welche Fruchtsäfte?
Wir haben Orangensaft.
We have orange juice. Orangensaft.
So what's your bottom line?
I think with use and practice, I can get better at this. Acting crazy with the one finger up there, you know. I think maybe with the next version, hopefully they do something different with the controls. It's just not. Maybe put some over here on the left and some on the right. Maybe be less confusing. Maybe certain things doesn't need to be controlled on the earphones or hey, maybe even voice control for the earphones, you know. So I think the next versions are going to get better, and Google Translate is going to get better over time as AI becomes more and more prolific with these types of applications. So that's my verdict on it.
Well, these are the headphones I got for Christmas. I love my headphones.
You look pretty in them.
I'm old school. I gotta have them over my ears. That in-ear thing hurts. I don't like it.
Well, this is not technically in-ear.
Well, on-ear, in-ear. I like over the ear. And these are Bluetooth, so they're awesome.
She got them for Christmas.
I got them for Christmas from Jackie. So that's all for us this week. We have a championship game to go watch.
That's right.
Roll tag. Or, as Siri thinks we're saying, roll tag. Because if you, a friend of ours told us to, if you tell Siri, roll tag.
Roll tag.
I'm not sure I understand.
Yeah, because she thinks we're saying roll tag instead of
roll tag.
Nope.
Here is what I found.
Still doesn't know what we're saying.
Roll tag.
Okay, check it out.
Okay. So anyway,
close enough.
We have a game to watch, so we gotta get out of here.
Roll tag.
Roll tag, and have a good week.
Yeah. Bye. See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us at Workable Tech.
So.
Hello. So.
The recording has been started.
I recorded. Started.
It's recording.
It's recording. And then my hair looks like somebody wasted about 30 minutes of recording. And, yeah, okay. And then we got to look at our webpage. Okay, it's got to load. It's got to reload. Yeah, okay. Yeah, going on down. Scroll. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right, let's see if it works.